Welcome back after our little hiatus of 3 weeks. My apologies for anyone who was eagerly refreshing the browser for the last couple of Thursdays at 6 a.m. and missed the entrepreneur experiment. My sincere apologies, but we are back and have a full schedule from now until Christmas. So this week's episode is a catch-up episode with myself. So if you're here for the big names, come back next week. It's just me this week. So we've three parts. First of all, I'll run over the housekeeping of where I've been, what I've been up to. Then secondly, I'm going to tell you all the plans we have for the rest of the year and for 2020. We have some very new ideas that help the podcast go to the next level and deliver, I think, even more value to you. We also have a live event coming up, which I'll invite you to. And then if you stick around till the end, we have our big reveal. I've been working on a new series for the podcast. It's still the Entrepreneur Experiment, but we're going to be putting out a little bit more content. I'll reveal all at the end, so stick around. Firstly, housekeeping. Where have I been? So I've been busy, ironically, as you can have guessed. I have been busy with my own business, which is Host Butlers. Some of you who have met me will be aware that I operate in the short-term accommodation space, primarily Airbnb. Any of you who are keeping up with the news, you'll know that Airbnb have new regulations. So I've been literally working night and day to implement those into our business. So that is almost complete now. So things are back on an even keel. One of the girls was also in Bali for a few weeks enjoying herself. So I was actually doing some hard work for a change. So I've also been researching what I want to do with the podcast. The podcast started off as me documenting my new business journey and then was slightly derailed by the new regulations coming in. I'm stepping back more hands-on into my own business, Host Butlers. So that is still on the horizon. So keep an eye out for that in 2020. But it actually evolved into the interview series, which I now have, which is the Entrepreneur Experiment, which you'll know as every Thursday we sit down with an interesting Irish entrepreneur, document their story, and hopefully break down for you how they did it, the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts, so then you can apply that to your own business. And over the last couple of weeks, some people sent me really cool messages that kind of blew me away about how they've started their own business after listening to episodes on the Entrepreneur Experiment. They have applied lessons they've learned from really successful entrepreneurs and then helped them start their own business. So that has been absolutely amazing. That's so cool to get a message, a DM on Instagram or a LinkedIn message saying, hey, got a lot out of the podcast. So from that, that's never going to change. We're going to keep pumping out those episodes every Thursday at 6 a.m. There's going to be an in-depth hour-long interview with a successful Irish entrepreneur. So they are going to keep coming. In the next couple of weeks, we've got some really good ones lined up. The podcast has grown really organically and probably beyond what I thought it would. We're now getting about 350 to 450 average listeners per week, which is pretty okay for a very small podcast. But I want that to grow. Obviously, I'm doing this to reach as many people as possible. So I'm looking at new ways to increase that. It's been quite popular abroad as well, which is kind of cool. We've 300 listeners in America, I think 400 or 500 in the UK, 200 to 300 in Australia. So it's cool to see the effect of it spreading across the world as well. Obviously, expats listening. So that's been a huge driver and a huge encouragement to me. So I want to keep that going. And I can only do that by continuing to improve the podcast. So if you do have suggestions on what you feel improves the podcast or what you enjoy or don't enjoy about the podcast, do feel free to email me and give me feedback. It's not just good feedback I need. It's also feedback where you think we can improve. So do feel free to reach out to me directly. What I've been doing for the last couple of weeks as well is meeting potential guests. So some of the earlier guests, I might never have met them before. So we'd sit down and we'd literally hit record. We'd have some chit chat and then we'd have a full episode. And while that worked 9 times out of 10, there was one or two times where I just wasn't happy with how it turned out in terms of I didn't feel the experience was good enough for the guest and I didn't feel the experience was good enough for the listeners. So I now am meeting everyone before we do the podcast. So we'll have a breakfast or I'll have a coffee or a catch up or at least a call and just get to know each other a little bit, get to know their story, because I'm very conscious. And this is something I've started thinking about a lot in the last couple of weeks. I'm very conscious of an hour is an absolutely massive commitment for someone to sit down and listen. So it has to be delivering you high value. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks. Researching new guests, reach out to new guests. We have some very cool ones lined up, a couple of teasers. One of the most explosive and innovative new food brands in Ireland. They are a restaurant based here in Dublin, about to expand massively. They're coming on the next couple of weeks. And we also have, I'm not sure how to introduce this guest. She's probably the biggest name in Irish skincare at the moment. We'll just leave it at that, tease that. So she'll be on the first week in December. So on to section two of today's update, 2020, what we're looking at for the new year and improvements I'm looking to make. So I took some time, as you know, and I spent the time looking at other podcasts, looking at other media, looking at the way other people are delivering their content. And I'm looking at introducing a new series, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But I'm also going to start video recording some of the episodes. So any of them that are going to be done in the studio, we're going to record them for YouTube and put them up on YouTube. Why that is that I think video is a very rich experience. You get a lot out of it. But also I want to start putting up little micro episodes. Any of you that are familiar with Joe Rogan will see that that's where this idea came from. His episodes are often 3 hours long. So he'll chunk his episodes into maybe 10, 15 minute clips. So for me, I'm going to do the very same thing. Sometimes I listen to one of my episodes and there's a nugget I want, but I'm just trying to go back. And I've done the episode, so I should know where it is. So I know for other people, it's extremely hard to sometimes pull out value out of audio. If you're driving in the car, I have podcasts on no matter where I'm driving to. But sometimes I'll want to like make a note of something someone said. I think that's the only drawback in audio, is the fact that it can be hard to then go back and find that little nugget of information or that business name or that website address they give out. So I'm looking at chunking the episodes into smaller bits of content as well. The episodes will still go out on a Thursday as normal in full long form content, but they'll also go out in shorter form as well. So maybe 5 minutes on branding, and someone might be talking about, you know, how they come up with their idea. 5 minutes on new idea generation. For example, Sean Toomey 2 weeks ago talked a lot about design thinking. So how do you approach design thinking? And chunking it out that way. So it's easier for you to dip in and dip out. Every episode isn't for everybody. There'll be episodes that just don't connect with you at all. That's absolutely fine. What I want to do is make it easier for people to find the episodes they really enjoy and find the content that they really find useful in that episode. So that is our plan for 2020. The studio is finally finished. I went massively at the studio at the start, got like most of it done in the space of 48 hours, and then didn't finish it. It was fine. It was up to a certain standard, but it wasn't where I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be much more polished and look much better. It's now almost there. I need to get a few bits of Irish art for the walls or things for just behind me. So if anyone has any suggestions about what Irish art I should put up, or can link me to someone, a cool Irish artist or a cool... I want it to have obviously a Dublin and an Irish feel, because that's where it's going to be recorded and it's going to go up on YouTube, so it has to look pretty good. So if anyone has recommendations, shoot them over to me. And we're going to do a live event in December, probably the first couple of weeks in December. Haven't fully decided. I would need to get my skates on, as it's now early November. So we're going to do a little entrepreneur experiment live. We're going to get back some of our most popular guests from the year. I have two guys in mind, lined up. They're keen to do it. We'll have a bit of crack. We'll sit down. We'll get maybe 20 or 30 people who are listeners to come along. We'll do just a kind of a fun episode with the lads, and then we'll do a Q&A. So if you are interested in coming along, I will put up full details on tickets and stuff like that. It'll be pretty informal, so there won't be a massive rush. In the meantime, if you do want to come along, put your name down. Just, you can either DM me on Instagram, Mr. Gary Fox, or visit the website, mrgaryfox.com. Shoot me a message with the word live and I will get you a couple of tickets. And finally, the new series, the big reveal. The entrepreneur experiment started, obviously, as you know, in terms of looking at new ideas and new business trends. So we're going to launch a new fortnightly episode of the podcast, and it will be analyzing all the hottest trends in business from around the world. So it will be aimed at aspiring entrepreneurs and early stage entrepreneurs who are looking to adapt new trends into their business. They're looking for a business idea. So I spend a lot of time looking at reports, books, trends, analysis, email newsletters from across the world, San Francisco, New York, China, India, all those places that are coming up with brand new ideas. I'm going to distill them down, deliver them to you every fortnight. I'm also going to get people to come on, industry experts whose job it is to be ahead of the curve in their industry, looking at new trends. It'll also allow me to get a wider variety of guests on for you. The episodes will be much shorter. They're designed to be 20 to 30 minutes long. perfect for your commute. Be able to pop in your headphones, jump on the Lewis, listen to one episode from start to finish. It'll look at about five trends. So what do I mean by trends? So stuff that hasn't hit the mainstream yet. So at the minute, I'm very interested in the idea of dark kitchens. And what those are is the founder of Uber, Travis Kalanick, is a massive investor in this. So dark kitchens are kitchens that are not open to the public. They exist solely to feed the needs of the likes of Deliveroo, Just Eat, and things like that. So they're not, you can't go in and sit down and have a meal. They're purely order only kitchens. So they're giant warehouses. There might be 10 to 20 restaurants, in inverted commas, in them, but they don't exist for the public to sit down in. They exist solely for, you go online, and they're almost virtual restaurants. I guess that's the better way to explain it. They're virtual restaurants. You open up Just Eat and you see this brand new Thai restaurant. You're like, menu's fantastic, I'll order from there. You don't know it's actually just a virtual restaurant. There are no seats, there are no storefront. It's in a giant warehouse in the suburbs of wherever you live, in Dublin, say. They're not here yet, I don't think. They are in London and they're all across the States. So trends like that, trends that haven't hit the mainstream yet, that potential entrepreneurs can look at and go, yeah, do you know what? That's a really cool idea. I like the looks of that. So if you are in the new ideas space and you would love to come on and have a chat and you have something interesting to share, do shoot me a message. You can get me on the website or you can get me on Instagram, as I said. And that is it for episode 32. We're back. I promise we will be now pumping them out every week and every fortnight from here until Christmas. I will talk to you next week, Thursday at 6 a.m. with a brand new episode. Talk to you then.